Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The bombing incident at Atlanta's Centennial Park during the 1996 Olympics marked the beginning of a dark time in American society. The FBI and the press were convinced that the security guard who first noticed the pipe bomb and saved many lives had actually planted the device himself in a concerted effort to be hailed as a hero. Director Clint Eastwood's film Richard Jewell takes a look at the sad sack hero whose life was forever damaged as a result of the media frenzy. Paul Walter Hauser, probably best known for playing one of Nancy Kerrigan's assailants in I, Tonya, is ideally cast in the title role. Kathy Bates plays his long-suffering mom, Sam Rockwell is his resolute lawyer, John Hamm is an overly zealous FBI agent, and Olivia Wilde plays the overly ambitious Atlanta newspaper reporter who saw this story as a way to ignite her stagnant career. The film is a cautionary tale that points an accusing finger at a society that's all too eager to build up heroes and all too eager to bring them down. As with all Eastwood movies, Richard Jewell is competent, workmanlike, and well-acted, but Richard Jewell never quite captures the compelling dynamic of this fascinating subject. Also opening this week, Jumanji: The Next Level is a sequel to the 2017 hit Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle, which was in turn a sequel to the Robin Williams original from 1995. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Karen Gillan, and Nick Jonas are all back, along with Awkwafina, in an adventure that takes our players back into the world's most dangerous game. And Black Christmas is the third version of the slasher flick that first appeared in 1974. This time out, Imogen Poots leads the cast in the grisly story of sorority sisters stalked by a mysterious assailant. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!